WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Joe Venuti was born in 1903 and was the leading jazz violinist of the 1920s when jazz was young. Saxophonist Zoot Sims was born around the time Venuti got established and came up playing the more modern styles of swing and bebop. Eventually, these two very different musicians came together to record in 1973. The album Joe and Zoot has just been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says they meshed like Velcro.
Joe Venuti, performing the seemingly impossible task of playing all four strings of his violin at once. He did it by taking apart his bow and sliding its back under the strings. Venuti always did go his own way. Violin had been part of many early New Orleans jazz bands, but just when the instrument was fading from the music, Venuti helped keep jazz fiddle alive. His clear and forceful style influenced a lot of later violinists. Still, in later years, Venuti wasn't working that much until his proverbial triumphant comeback around the time he turned 70. That was in 1973, the year he recorded as part of a quintet with Zoot Sims on saxophones. Zoot Sims on tenor sax. He was 22 years younger than Joe Venuti, but a bit of a throwback himself. Sims grew up as part of his family's vaudeville act at a time when vaudeville was fast disappearing. He greatly admired Venuti and did his best to fit in with him. Sims usually played tenor, but on this session he mostly features his new toy, the smaller soprano sax. Where most soprano players then were inspired by the groundbreaking John Coltrane, Sims recalled its use back in the 1920s when Venuti was young. The unusual pairing of violin and soprano gave a distinctive cast to their 1973 session, reissued on the CD Joe and Zoot and More. This is I Found a New Baby, written in 1926. Cliff Lehman on drums, backing up Joe Venuti on violin and Zoot Sims on soprano sax. I love how bright and natural that combination sounds. Much as Sims acknowledges the 1920s, he doesn't ignore what jazz had learned since then either. He's not playing straight Dixieland there, but then neither is Joe Venuti. The leaders played down their stylistic differences to celebrate the eternal qualities most all jazz musicians hold dear. An elegant line, a spirit of cooperation, and a forward thrust. Thank you. The CD Joe and Zoot and More also draws on three other sessions Joe Venuti did in the early 70s, including duets with guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli and a quartet date with Spencer Clark on the rare bass saxophone. He doesn't swing like Zoot Sims, but it's another unusual color to complement a great fiddler who is still raring to go.
Music from the CD Joe and Zoot and More. Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times.